Sugyas Nida Shir Lamed by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Kes Kershon Hetov Shimon Vav,
November 12th, 1985, on Tuesday. The third line of the chapter. Amrishemo, Shmio, Reiko, Mitroso, Beshuk, Toy. In other words, Beshuk, in contrast to the house, because in the house we can inquire upon her, but Beshuk has by and we don't see her, so we can't inquire upon her. So, One second. If she's iktana, and then she had a riazam, so pam risheno shmiyo, if it happened the first time, she had one riaz, and the second riaz, and then she spit out the spittle in the shuk, or she stepped on something, the shuk. So what do you mean the shuk? Shuk means, so not the body, so we can't inquire whether she saw them again or not. We don't know. In the house, we can ask her, did you have the third way or not? But in the shuk, she passed by, you can't chase her. So Mele is his up. So he's toy. Reiko Medrosov, excuse me, let me go over the Gemara. Don't let me go over the Gemara. Reiko Medrosov Bishuk toy. He ain't Shemitzo Reiko Bishuk. The Kayam Lom Shekinim Lochain Raso Bispam. We know she had to read. But we don't know whether she had a third of a year or not. They only ate in Nidoyim La. If she had a third of a year, then she's a Nido. But we don't know. Misvekel Marzikinoloki Sotikoreki. Hoyo Diloyhozo Korek. So in other words, Sotikoreki of the Nido is something. So that's only a woman who already accustomed herself to become an idol, to see. But here, so far, she only had two riyas. We don't know the third riyas. So in Mele, it's not even considered sophic rake in the wisdom. Alright. Kisman Amateur. And Rabbi Yechanan said, that a kesem is also term. The loyadino, now, in that, we had a machlekes between Cheskiyeh and Rabbi Yechanan. Kesem should be shnio shlishis. So Cheskiyeh omar tomei, Rabbi Yechanan said, toya, inasmuch as she did not have the third riyas yet, so mimele, her kesem is not mitame. So here, the Deichene mentioned a certain memory in the name of Rav Shimon Litzchak. And then he also said that the Kesem is there. But the question is, the last part, that Kesem Kisman Amatoya is also in the name of Rav Shimon Yitzchak, or that is Mizone. That Reiko Bishuk Historia, that's in the name of Rav Shimon Yitzchak. But that the Kesem Historia might be his own, not in the name of Rav Shimon Yitzchak. So, Vuloyadane, in the day, in the Rabbe, Ulesses, Omarul Omarvich Mishon Rav Shimon Yitzchak. So he doesn't know what the last part is part and parcel of the memory by Rav Shimon Yitzchak, or that is not part and parcel of the membership in the church. That's the deacon's own member. The man of me, particularly with me, whether she talks at it or a deacon said it, we never brought a lechot the mochim shnai. Because we have a machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Cheskiye. So, that Kisvan Amatoya is also part and parcel of the member of Shem Yitzhador. And we know that Rabbi Yechon himself has the sheet of Kisvan Yitzhoraya. So that means that there is a machleket between Cheskiye on one hand and Rabbi Shem Yitzhoror and Rabbi Yechon on the other. So it's wrong and wrong shall I hold Mokim Shnai. But if that is not part and parcel of the membership in Zerok, so it's a Bechanan, so it's a Machlekes of Chadlik Abechad, so maybe it's not Mukha, how the Allah is. Alright. Rashi. Reiko, Metoso Bishuk Toya. Borob shalechod not mushnai. He omar leho bikis v'namatir mishpil rabbi. Habeches kidem olim tomei echod mach mushnai. The poet Rabbi Yechon liyum libe. Rabbi Yechon himself was chen. Vichazinu mikoe erev shimen kabo sei. Hoga sinom mikam shimu sot mishpil shimu sot mishpil shimu. Yeah, all right. Oh. Ki osa robin vichol nechusi yame. All those who cross the sea. So, Omruf Reb Shimon b'Yitzhador. Omer Reb Chelkin. Omer Reb Shimon b'Yitzhador. Bishmei shal Reb Shimon b'Yitzhador bav lechez ki yachon mokim b'yi. Ushma minu aloch et Reb Yechanan. Omer Reb Chelkin b'atub ye. Tinei keis shall yigi azman on lirein ziktano afilu shifas kol zayin eino elo ri achas. So the Russian is very strange. The Russian is afilu shifas kol zayin afilu shifas the loy niboye pisekes adrabe pisekes avoyte shteyeres. If there was an interruption, and then again she started trying to discharge. But after she passed, Elo, Timei Keshalei Yazman, the Respei Shifas Kol Zayin, Eino Laraviyachal, Omer Apsime Bachiye, Midalepes, Eine Keine Kireye, Midalepes means she drips, you know, drop by drop. Eine Kireye. So how can you say, Bokachazia, but she is Reh. Eime, eime ki shifas, elo ki pisekis. That Midalepe says a being of pisekis. If it drips drop by drop. Michlal, so what is shifas? Kinare, not drip, but, you know, nijet, she has a discharge. So then, she passed called Zion. So how could it be? I mean, she couldn't live, she couldn't survive. She passed Kinare. So how could it be possible such a thing? She couldn't survive to bleed so much in the jet called Zion. Eloine, Eino, Elokish passed. That in the Lefe says a being of Shifas, because there is no real interruption, so Mele is considered as one ring. inner the Akhav al Zukatirei, and the Dairi Shaita to teach the guitar to the Kirashtiriei. The Lord in Boy, the second to Kizaratirei, which first called Shiva, summon the Kanapur. He shouldn't be there as a few. The Alephus Tifa Hati, drop by drop, in the Kirayem, Lashma Puts, the Akhasin of Shiva. But that's impossible. Elohim the second. The Avri Rias Tube, the Ozuka, Reo, she tips in the target of the Tier 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 of the Achas, then she passed Kinara, the Neo, keeping the letters in the Tier of the Tier of the Tier of the Tier of the Kinayon, called Shiva the Hoyo. I mean, if such a thing has shown happen to a woman, she will die. She will not start living like Kinara in a jet for 7 days, so she will not survive it. But, Tom Rabono, Hazoke bneis Yisroel achigiu lipir konareim b'cheskat stare bein anoshim beit kiseison that a bas Yisroel until she becomes 12 years old and she produces she silence. So she b'cheskat stare and we don't have to be cheshish, maybe she had a discharge of that and women don't have to make it bigger. She will appear upon, so if she already attained the age of 12 and she produced this iris, so then it's likely that she shall have a menstrual flow, so then I'll in the costume. But she is still a little child and she doesn't know of making the decay herself, so the notion of babies, I mean, that was. This man, when Paris were known, I mean, maybe it was irrelevant thing, because if she became a widow, so then she couldn't handle Paris truly. So that's why it was important. So then, no, she made the now, so it was say she's very young and she doesn't know how to make it bigger herself. So women are babies. So,
Older ladies take care of
the older ladies. Well, not as young as she is. You know, Rabiuda in a date in a Sunday yard, Nicknation Apsi say something. In other words, that when the women do make it decay inside, so they should not do it with their hands, because they might have nails, and then when they push in their fingers inside, so then they might bruise her. So what did they bruise her? I mean, is he worried about the Chabor? No, he's not worried. Let's see how Rashi explains. The Cheskas to make only on the Cheskas don't need to in there. She may have to say some, Kileimam, Nisartin lo, Bitsipiren, Umayzelo, Lidirien. Now, so the question is this: Monetshech, if let's say they have nails, the women, and they push in their fingers with the nails inside, so then they scratch it. So if there is a discharge of dam, so is damako. All right, only the raiva chicken. The raiva chicken, the ski enemies, the damako in the bokeh itself is also. But the Yosef also says that, but the Ramu is chayrik, and it seems that Rosh Poskim are not even chayishish for that Shifrish inside. I know there are many great Rabboni who passed the Maise. I can't pass the Maise later if there is a Mako in the Boker itself. But there are great Rabboni Poskim today who passed the later. The doctor says, 1 second, please, let me finish. So, if the doctor says that she has an ulcer inside the uterus, but, so most Rishonim, because the Raiva Chita is, the Damako in the Moke, is also made certain. Alright, but most Rishonim, Achelik and Raiva. So the question is, why does he say, in baking is from the yard, with nation absences. And Rashi says the opposite of his son. So, if the discharge of dam is a result of a scratch, of irritation with the nail, so it's a damako. Now, I mentioned that there is a machleket between the Nidhuden and the Ferrosomation. And Yehuda says that if a doctor inserts an instrument, a big instrument, a shiferes oval, not a shiferes dako, into the uterus, and then, so Yehuda says that a woman has to count by the chin, even if she didn't see any dako. Why? Because if she has a keva or a dako, so Yehuda says it doesn't make any difference whether she has a keva comes from within or it comes from without. Alright. But definitely, if there is dam, she certainly plays. Transformation is faith. Transformation says, even if she bleeds, she's not male. Because in Samako, it's a result of the irritation caused by the Shriferes, by the intimate. Does it mean that this Rashi is a raya to the shite of the Yehuda?
Yeah.
1 second. Well, not himself. Because the pshat of Rashi could be misalting lo disappearing or miserly diriyah. In other words, sometimes when a woman is on the verge of menstruating, actually every menstrual flow is a damak. In other words, because every month, so the veins in the wall of the uterus swell up and then they burst. Now, if, let's say, so sometimes as a result of the person pushing the fingers, when the veins are already inflated and swelled up, so if you rub against that, so then it will expedite the bursting of the veins that would have come anyway. But maybe like this, without this irritation, it would have come, let's say, a few days later. Now, because of this irritation, inasmuch as the veins, the arteries in the wall of the uterus are already swelled up, so any irritation might arouse the menstrual flow. So he doesn't mean just that it will be just a bruise cause, but the nails of the women, as they push it against the walls of the uterus, might arouse the bursting of the veins. It might, I mean, the irritation might arouse and expedite a real menstrual flow. Not a bruise, a new bruise, but it might arouse. So, I mean, the Rashi is not necessarily like a bruise. Right. Now, so do the Indian bacon is in the administration, the Apsi say some. So they lubricate inside. So if you lubricate her and then they wipe her outside, so then midokis naleh. If there is a discharge, it will come out without pushing in the finger. Om bifni, shesich ha-shemen, maybe hadam, is money. Thank you.
And then they can put their
fingers inside. So then, and they don't have to push in their fingers, you know.
Why not?
Because that might irritate and cause and arouse menstrual flow. So, but if they lubricate inside, so then the result will be that if she has a discharge,
it'll come out quick.
So they come outside.
Because lubricating like will come out quick.
Sometimes there is a mild discharge of dam, and it is retained in the base achitz, in the vaginal canal. But if it's lubricated, then it will come outside.
You gotta smear it.
So Rabbi Yezi Shite is Rabbi Yezi, you see there are three Shites Tanoim. The Tanakame Shite is that a Muberes and a Niko without the lapsing of 90 days without that is Becheska Fuslaika. There's a Tanakame Shite. The Rabbi Yezi Shite is no. A Muberes and a Niko by itself without the elapsing of 90 days devoid of dam is not the Hesed Mishlechata, is not Ayeshaya, only when there are two prerequisites. First of all, she is Mubaris and Miko, and then there was an elapse of 90 days devoid of dam. And then the Shita of Rabbi Lezer is that if there is an elapse of 90 days without dam, then any woman, any adolescent woman, if 90 days elapsed, devoid of down, so it's totally daishan. So there are fishes. But Rabbi Yezi Shite is that in order to say daishaito by Doris Miko, it must be combined with an elapse of 90 days without down. Alright. Rabbi Yezi Mimbaris Miko Shovel and Gimlainis. Tonetane comes over the Rabbi Yezi, saying, "May you bear us in the course of all the Gimlein, is thy shy tone." So, he said, "Move us in Niko." So he talks of two women, not one. Move us in Niko. And then he uses singular, Shavu Aleo. He should say, since he talks of two, so he should use the plural. Shavu Aleihem, not of Aleihem. How is it that he uses the singular, Shavu Aleihem? You know, like, Omalei Pasach to betray, Visiyam Bechode. You started with the plural, Mubaras and Niko, and then you use the singular. Dio Momi, there is the Niko Kamre. Maybe it has referenced one woman. A Muberes who is also a Niko. In other words, that you can be Mitzare a number of days, let's say 60 days of Neiburo and 30 days of Niko, after then she gave birth. Or vice versa. Kevitanye, you may buro ilo may nikuso. You may nikuso ilo may buro keita. If si koshtan di may buro, she was pregnant. And for 60 days, while she was pregnant, she didn't have any dam. Then, she gave birth to a child. And for 30 days after she gave birth to the child, she was the voice of dam. So, we can combine, we can be misalei, that 30 days devoid of damning in Kusho to the 60 days devoid of damning in Meibo. If Siko Steini Boabaran in Kusho, or Steinem in Kusho, the Achaz Meibo, let's say she was a nursing woman, and then she became pregnant. Or Achaz Umechzo, 45 days Meibo, ואחס ומאחס ומאם ניקוסו מתארפס לגימול עיני סוי צ'זר ידה מפדת סוי דיו שייטו סוי גימול עסיקס בישלי ימי בורוי ניקוסו נשכחס לו כן דיביזיולייז in connection with the case די קומיניקו where she was originally in the Nekes. And then for 60 days she was devoid of dam, and then she became pregnant, and after she became pregnant she was devoid of dam for 30 days. The Aslo Meabre Elo Yemen Nikuso. So usually a Nekes doesn't become pregnant, but it happens many times that a Nekes also becomes pregnant. Elo yimei minikuso elin lo yimei buro heicha mishkachas lo. So, but the question is, yimei minikuso elin buro means that she was pregnant, she had 60 days devoid of dam in pregnancy, then she gave birth to the child, and she started becoming minekes, and for 30 days, in the state of minekes, she was devoid of dam. Alright, fine. But at the time of Lady, there was a substantial flow of dam. That's what usually happens. So Mele, how can you have a cessation of 90 days without dam? There is, at the time of the Lady, there was dam. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara in the Kasha certainly assumed that in order to have a cessation of 90 days devoid of dam, so there shouldn't be any dam. Even if there is dam resulting from the lady itself, so that negates the cessation, right? Because there is dam. There is dam. There is more scotch. So the more in the first teretz, the boy is saying that the lady abeshte. So the first text of the Gemara assumes that the Rachanam, if there is a Riazdam, even if the flow of Dam is exclusively a result of the Lady, that negates the Hefsek, because cessation is cessation. If there is Dam in the middle of 90 days, so there is no cessation of 90 days devoid of Dam. But here, the Braise has reference to the case where she gave birth to a child and there was no doubt. It's an unusual thing, very unusual, but it can happen. The boy is saying the Dam Ligalichut. The second text says that the Braise that says giving koso in the buro has reference to the case where she had a normal lady. What do you mean a normal lady? I mean with that, lot of that, an excess of that there was, but that doesn't count. Where is the first Russian remark? Assumes that even the dam that results from the lady so negates the cessation. The second lesson says now that the dam that results from the lady doesn't negate the cessation. That doesn't count. Dam lida lechud, the dam lida lechud. The boy is saying it on the phone. The Braise really mentions the Braise really mentions only one thing. You may be boy or you may be kosher. But you may be kosher, you may be boy, don't you mention? Because It's hard to visualize. I mean, except with the Aveshte. And with the Aveshte, that's a very rare thing. Alright. Die kam an deine Scheiter, dein Scheiter, mi boire. Dein Scheiter, mi boire. So, dein Scheiter, mi boire. And so, Wallein, you should say. Rashi doesn't mention the Shob Wallein. But that is also part of the Kashi. Mulberes in Nikosh Niratimum Nikose. Inam Nikomi Sabo. Vadin Beres Benite. Wat no kat mu beres mu nikol in roshim stav mu nikol in ibuol mu nikol in ii. Kim si psiko shtai mu ibuol barad mu nikol so yichilu. Di hor chemash ma mu beres mu nikol di se ich hapsot kasarim is halolu. Di mu ibuol in mu nikol so vim ois mu nikol mi sapo vim psiko chila se ine psal mu nikol so vishlu mu ibuol. אל נקוס ונעיבור איך נתקר אז לא כי יורגם לך זו יורע עשו דם לידוסו אם תשוי עבור על דמייני תון אחד אם נעיבור או אם נקוס ותשו נקוס אם נעיבור אוי ובמקנישת את זה, במאום, רודה ישייתו בריאו רישיינו. אבו בשניו, נתאמו מישראל. In other words, these women who are בחסקת, to what is done, מוברס בניקו, so only the ריאו רישיינו. So, is the ישייתו. But the second ריא, is already נתאמו מישראל. Omar Rabba Kule, how many categories of women are mentioned that are Becheskes and Torah Kizdam? Muberes, Miniko, Muberes, Miniko, and Tineikes, Sheigias Marieres. Tineikes, Sheigias Marieres. In other words, that means she's already 12 years old. So it's also Daishai. So I can be still. To make a sheep, so low I mean which means, in the Mishnah it means, to make a sheep, the Asmanui race, and the Beres, the Nikos Keno. Four categories of women. So Omar Rav Akule, that all the four categories of women, so Daishaita only the first three, but the second three, so it's not Daishaita. Ushmuel Omar, Lushon Olepsulo Uskeino, Avonu Beresun Niko, Dayon Kodimi Buron, Dayon Kodimi Kersan. Because Shmuel says that this halacha that only Ria Rishaino is Daishai, but Ria Shia in Tamisrei applies only to Psulo in the sense of Tineke Shia as Mano Lireis, and Skeino, because a psulo she hears manolireis, right? So then she is destined to have a regular flow of dam. So only really sheino is in daishaito. But once she had one there, so then she is treated like any other woman. And skeino also, because skeino had been seeing that, but she reached menopause. But since she had a real Rishaino, so it's a raya that she had not reached menopause yet. So Mele, vis-a-vis the Yeshiva, she's not to be considered in this game. But Moberes and Miko, so then there is a physiological reason as to why she shouldn't see that. So even Rio Shio, the same physiological factor still exists. Our Moberes and Miko, dying cold in a born, dying cold in a cause. The Hino Rafin the Rocky, Shakule, the Regehen Roma, Lushan of Sulus Keno. Avo Mundaras Miko Dain Kodin Ibu on Dain Kodin Miko Son Rashi. Akule, Dao Ibn Oshin Koton, Kule Koton Olo, Ibishnio Meitano Meisei, Sulo Uskeno, Sulo Shindiroasa, Kamu Shino, Shio Hubeka. You see, in this Gemara, so sometimes Sulo has reference to Sula's Dumb. That means a woman who got married as a virgin. So then, she is Becheskas Vaedam. But then, then we attribute everything until it's Chois HaMako. So we attribute everything to the Dam Shulet, the Dam Shulet. And that's called the Tzulas Dami. But here in the Mishnah it says, Tzulo doesn't mean Tzulas Dami. It means, Tzulo means a little child. 18-8. Tzulo, Kibbi Roa, Sopram, Rishenu, Rishio, Huziko, Hoyo. So that's why the Rio Shmio is in Tamil's late. Skin and Ame. After all, she had a tendency to sit down. But she reached menopause. But if she already had one, then now it's secondary. So that Raya, that her menopause wasn't a real menopause. The Skin and Ame kidneys, but the place in Nahadim Lane, he stacked out lots of gummo, and he grew faster. Aber nun wäre sie nicht so, weil ich einmal nicht schlocken. Dafür ist auch nicht los, um nicht schlocken, der ist in den Tag, die Bo. Sometimes we find pieces at the end of Bo. It's one of our pieces. But in Russian, it's very, very rare. We should have it Bo. Alright. Kitanoi. Mubeles mini kosho yushin is dam uboe so shape is like that here doesn't mean shape is as you know as I mentioned before shape is which means incessantly without the stop here I think shape is in other words she had one riyah then she had a second riyah third riyah number of riyahs not shape is in the sense of an incessant flow without the stop. That's what Rashi says, Ladak. Sheikh is Damu Boy, Dion Kogime Born, the Dion Kogime Nicole Son. The Dion Kogime Nicole Son. So, like Shmuel, Peter Reb Meir, that means Reb Yudhi, Reb Shimon Eimrim, Leomro, Dein Kolumni, worum die Dein Kolumni Korsom? Die Rüstung um dein Scheitern, wie ihr euch sehen, aber die Schnee um die Tammel mit Fels und die Kinder mit Tide, like Graf, and we pass like Graf. Rishaino Yimroa Sorishaino Meines Apa שניר דייר שייטון אומר אבונן קופ צובי רועסו. Now, you have to remember there are all kinds of vessels. There is a Vestayon. Now, Vestayon itself is of two kinds. Either Vestachedesh or Vestaflor. I mean, I'm mentioning the Shittes according to most of them, because the according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam in the Chidushim, not the Rambam in the Pesukim. The Pesukim came later. So, there is, in Vestayon, there is only Vestachon. There is no such thing as Vestachon. But most ashamed in the Pesach of the Shachanot is that there is Vestachon. So, there is the Vestayon, and the Vestayon is subdivided into two types. One is Vestachedesh. Let's say she has a tendency to sit down every fifth of the month. So, it's not Vestachedesh. Because one Chedesh is a Mole, one Chedesh is a Hosea. Some Mele is not the Vestachedesh. It's not the best every 30th day, because the best is the Hiddish. So, how can we explain it? How can we explain it that the Riyah takes place, I mean physiologically, I mean, if you talk to a doctor and you tell him that, recognize it. I mean that he knows, but Vestach Hiddish, it will be a little difficult for him to understand it. Vestachedesh. I mean, why should you have immensely flow everything for the money? Everything for the money. So that's exactly the reasons why the Rambam and the Rambam and the Chidushim are Chidush and the whole union of Veset, of Vestachedesh, only Vestachedesh. And when the Gemara talks, the Hediyache, how do they explain that? So they say, the Hediyache doesn't mean the Hediyache, the fifth of the month, the fifth of year, the fifth of Sivan, the fifth of Nisan. But it means, it talks of a situation where every month has 30 days. So then it's a Vestavuot. Why do they say that? For the same reason. The doctors will are disposed, you know, to deny this thing, this phenomenon, you know, of a woman having a tendency to have a menstrual flow on a certain day in the month. Why a certain day in the month? Every 30 years they know. Every 25th they know. Why every 50th of the month? Sometimes in the 29th. And sometimes he's a hurdle. But most the shame and the lack of technology, that there is a Vestachedesh. How can that be explained? Can be explained very simply. Of course, maybe today we cannot see it. Because unfortunately, I mean, Jews today, you know, are not observant and they don't have that experience, you know, of Vestachedesh. But his man had more, so every Jew and every Jewess and Rosh Hashanah Shchedes had a certain substantial experience. I mean, the Shchedes experience was not the same experience like any other day. The Shchedes was a festive day of the Shchedes. It was some melee and scenes, vestes, are grounded in emotions, some melee. So, a woman can habituate herself to sit down, let's say, the fifth day after experiencing the celebration of Rosh Chodesh, or the tenth day after experiencing. So, even though today, I mean, there is no special experience, unfortunately, But that was the same. When Chacham lo misake, they were not misake. The Indian of Esther so that it should vary from place, from time to time, as we show it, and from place to place. But the reason is why Chacham lo misake, Pesach HaChodesh also, according to most Hashemim, is not that it's not grounded in the physiological phenomenon. It is grounded. Bisman Chazal, it was grounded. It had a good reason as to why it should depend upon the day of the Chodesh. Right. So we have the Vesta Ayom. And the Vesta Ayom is of two types. One is a Vesta Chodesh, and one is a Vesta Ayom. And most Hashemim pass that there is a Vesta Chodesh. Then there is Vesta Ayom. What is a Vesta Ayom? Vesta Ayom means certain women don't have a Vesta Kavua, let's say, young. Let's say every 30th day or every 25th day. But sometimes it will take place 30 days after the preceding year, sometimes 25 days, sometimes 20 days, sometimes 35 days. No regular vessel insofar as days are concerned. But every time she has a menstrual flow, so half an hour before that, she has a severe headache, has a severe stomach ache, or she feels nauseous, or she has a tendency to belch, okay, let's say 20 minutes before she has.
What is called Veset al-Deinis.
Now, so it's a little strange. One would say, since the expression used is vested out of ignorance, that it has reference to an involuntary sensation. Anus, involuntary. The contrary, but it's not so. If it's an involuntary, if it is contingent upon an involuntary sensation, like stomach ache, headache, yawning, belching, so then it's called vessel agonis. It's not called vessel agonis. And what is called vessel agonis? Albicritis. In other words, if a woman, let's say, has a tendency to sit down, every time she does exercise, she jumps for half an hour. After doing exercise, jumping for half an hour, she has a menstrual flow. That's vestal ladies. Even though the jumping is not an involuntary thing, on the contrary, but it's voluntary. She can decide whether she should jump or she shouldn't jump. But it's called anus. In other words, why is it called anus? Not that it fits into the anus. The rias dam is anus. She decides to jump, but she doesn't decide to sit down. So against her will, the menstrual flow follows the jump. That's why it's called vesital anus. But that means not a sensation, an involuntary sensation, but it means a mindset that the woman does. Now, so that's called veset audienis. So veset audienis, let's say, cop to the one. Cop to the one. Cop to the one. Cop to the one. But it's not attached to any particular day. Let's say, cop to the one, let's say, on the first of the month. And then on the first of the month, cop to the one. Then is kopso on the fifth of year biras, and then it's kopso on the tenth of sin biras. So there is no specific day in the month or floggy wise to which the rias dam is attached, but the rias dam is attached to one thing, to a certain mindset. No matter how many days one kvitze is from the other, sometimes it's 30 days, and sometimes it's 25 days, and sometimes it is 40 days removed from the previous day. So in other words, after kvitze, so then the rias dam takes place. So according to most Rishayim, according to most Rishayim, most Rishayim means all Rishayim except the Balamoya, Rashi, and the Torah. So a woman could not be Kedeya, could not establish a Veset Kavua Aldeinus by itself. But if it is a Veset Haruke of Enes and Yomi, then she can establish a Veset Kavua. In other words, if, let's say, she every first of the month, after doing an exercise, after jumping for 10 minutes, she sits down. Only the first of the month. But the second of the month, she can jump for 10 hours and she will not sit down. So then, all the regime agree on the basis of this Gemara that she can establish a Veset Amoke of the Enes in love. But Veset of the Kvitze of the Enes by itself, not coupled with Yemi, that not, except according to the Balaboya, and the Rashbo says, that's Rashi Shite Yadu, and the Tokas. And the Tokas. But all the other Rishayim say, no, the Veset of the Enes cannot, the Veset Kavua of the Enes cannot be established of the Enes alone, uncoupled with with Yom. So what does this Arenas mean? I'll demand. I'll demand. Now, the sheet of the Amoya and of Rashi, according to the Kodesh HaRashbo, and the tool is that a woman can establish a desert kavua on the anus also, without being coupled with Yom. With Yom. Now, then there is a machlekes Rishayim, as to the scope of this. If it's a copy of the Rasa, that's this Adonis. This Adonis. But what if, let's say, Ochlashum, the Rasa. In other words, every time she eats garlic, she has a nice little flow. So many of the shame say, that's all for this. What do you mean? It's a mite. And other shame say, no. That's not considered this. Why isn't that considered this? Because true that Ochlashum is also contingent upon her decision. Just like she said, if she doesn't want to eat garlic, so she won't eat it. It's not an involuntary thing. A person will never eat garlic involuntarily. If he decides to eat garlic, he'll eat garlic. But the Hashem will say, inasmuch as she meneh from it, she's meneh from it, what does it mean meneh? A woman could be meneh from jumping just as much. Those people who like to do sports, so from physically could be as much meneh as from eating garlic. What it means is, it's grounded, it originates in an instinct, in an instinctive inclination. To eat, hunger, is a driving person. A biological drive to eat, whether it's eating of bread, or eating of meat, or eating of garlic, doesn't make any difference. But eating originates in a drive. Hashem came. Kvitze, exercise, doesn't originate in a drive. Not many, that's called not many from some male, it's not considered if it is originating right and instinctive right, it's nene. So then it's considered like Desert Agro. Like Johnny. Alright. So these are the different vests. Omar Abune, Kops of the Roaso, Koplo Verse, Kliman, Ilein El Yomi, that his Kibasi Verse El Yomi, Hokodin El Yomi, Kops of Hazoi. So how can we be Kibasi? Let's see the Rashi. Kops of Abeyes, Kops of the Rasa, the Mupon, Kobo of Esse, the Mupon's Rosa, Ilim, the Yonk, the Kops of the Shabbos, the Rasa, the Kops of the Shabbos, the Rasa, the Heishlich is Kobo of Esse, the Rabbi Shabbos, the Holzman, Shetiro, the Rabbi Shabbos, the Pilberoi Pizze, the Yoshaito, the Nigeria, the Shabbos, the Broadcast, the Misopi, the Rabbi Ball, the Rabbi Shabbos. How can we say that? But since the three times when she saw down on Echad Shabbos, she saw it only after Kvitze. But without Kvitze, she didn't see on Echad Shabbos. So why should she be Gevas and Meset every Echad Shabbos, even if she didn't do exercise? For accordingly, Kvitze Chazoi, Elo Likvitze. So here there is a machlekes, and that's the basic machlekes. here there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, oh, the Kitzis means, let's see the Rashi. The Kitzis means, oh, yeah, I'm not best to well, the Kitzis. Kitten, the Oas, a show is from them, the Kitzis, who go, the Vias, Kitzis, who be holding Shetik Beit, Mazikin, the Raya, Mazikin, the Lord, the Raya, bin li pot kot meyo va pil shoy mi shabe. So what according to Rashi, what is it more mean? El mikitzes that the pshat rabuni is that if she had three kitzes without being attached to a specific day, let's say one kitze was on the first of the month, second kitze was on the fifth of the month, the third kvitze was on the eighth of the month. So then she establishes a vessel to kvitzes, so that every time she escaped, she has to anticipate Iriyazam. So that's the Ramayah Shite. And then the Rashbo says, it's Rashi Shite. And this is how the Torah passes in Simen Kupetes. In no old other machine, El Likites, Vatanye, Kol Shetkien, Machmasine, Atlu Kamopo, Likomovese, my love, Likomovese, Tal, that couldn't be given a message. Hello, Machmasine. So Mora says, Loi, Likomovese, the Pshat, the price is. We come back to your whole diet, we eat a certain diet. I will visit the young man who eats it. The young man who eats it. It is interesting. Generally speaking, Delta Copia Talmudis is very accurate. Very accurate, because they had a step of Talmud long being right there. But here they say, that the Balamoyer and Rashi had a different Yosef. I was looking in the Balamoyer many times. Maybe I didn't know that, but I think that they are making a mistake. The Shemin don't say, the Balamoyer doesn't say that there is a different Yosef. They have the same Yosef, but they have a different Pshat anymore. But they have the same Yosef. It seems that the Balamoyer had the same Yosef as nowadays. So he says, Loi come best to Yomim Lechodai, or the Kvitzes Lechodai. So, let's see how Rashi says, let's go with it. Yomim Lechodai, Loi come best to Yomim Lechodai, or the Kvitzes Lechodai. Our cover of basically Yomim Lechodai, doesn't the Pashtus Haloshim indicate? Not like Balamoya, not like Rashi. So, the Mora says that the Braise is only telling us that the cover basically Yom Lechodai excuses the Chodai, our cover of basically Yom Lechodai. And that's the Sheikh of Moses Hashemi, the Raivet, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, I mean all the Hashemi. So, the Beset Aldeines can only be established as the Beset Amulkev with Yom. But by itself, as an independent Beset, Aldeines, without being coupled, with Yom in that, seem all the freshes. So how will the Balamoya and Rashi explain it? So, the Balamoya says, I will couple of Beset with Yom in Mulikvites. Yom Mulikvites means Gemara is saying that the price that says kosher v'eno machmasines after come upon me loikovo beset, the price is reference to a case, let's say, where she sat down on the first of Nisan after jumping for 20 minutes, then she sat down on the first of Iyar after jumping for 20 minutes, and then she saw down on the first of Sivan after jumping for 20 minutes. So she established the Beset on the basis of both components. Samnela, she didn't establish a basically a Mahinukudev and Likitakudev because she simply didn't establish it. So the same thing would be true of a Vestaguf too. Suppose she has a habit for 20 minutes and then on the first of this, and then she has a menstrual flow, and then she has a habit for 20 minutes on the first of the year, and then she has a menstrual flow, and then she has a habit for 20 minutes on the first of sin, and then she has a menstrual flow. So there too she'll establish only Vestamukhe. So I mean to the headache and yomi and the first of the month, because she established it that way. So the Brahman says reference to that case where the establishment was grounded in yomi and fetus. But that doesn't mean, the Brahman doesn't say, the Brahman says, that she can only establish it that way. She couldn't establish it. Princess Lakhodaya, no, eating the establishment in the three times. So the basic factor was just Princess. So then she can establish. But the Brian says, reference to the case where the Rias Dam always happened on the first of the month, together with Princess. So maybe she couldn't establish Litvitzayis Lechudeh or Yomu Lechudeh. That's the pshat in the Braise. But in the Rame, but Ravune, so only the Braise has reference to the case where she had three years that were based in both factors. But Ravune's membre has reference to the case where the facet is contingent just on Kritzes, and still she established the best of Kavua. So this is the Balmoyer's Pshat, and this is Rashi's Pshat. Abu Kopo, the best of Yomnitis, so the Gimores, the Yomnit Chodaye Pshite, so that's the Balmoyer's Raya. Why doesn't the Gimores say, the Kritzes of Chodaye Pshite, only Yomnit Chodaye Pshite? Because there can be Kritzes of Chodaye. And here, of course, there can be Yom L'Chodayim, that goes without saying. But here, when it means the Yom L'Chodayim not, it means in this particular case where she had the menstrual flow only on the first of the month, she didn't have it on any together on the first of the month, together with Kritzes, some mele. The Gemara is the Kashe in this particular situation where the first three Rias were grounded in Yomim and Kritzes. How could she establish a Beset Kobua for Yom Lechodai in this particular case? Abo Yom Lechodai Pshite Omar Ravashe Ki Nikofit Bechad Vishabit Bechazoi Nikofit Bechad Vishabit Bechazoi. So, the Kofi Bechad Bishabes Bechazoi, and Ubishabes Kofto Beloy Chazoi, Ubishabes Kofto Beloy Chazoi. Here you have brackets. You know what brackets indicate? Bracket indicates an expression that was put in, that has to be there. It's a parenthesis indicates an expression that has to be taken out. And brackets indicate an expression that was put in, that has to be put in. Ubishabes kofto beloi chazoi, ulechad bishabe chazoi beloi kitze. So mao diteine, igloi emilzo imafrei adienu dikigori, beloi kitze. So she should establish it as a tubua for Yom Luchotaye, because in one of the years, So on the 22nd day, Chagi Shabbos was the 22nd day. So that there she had a rish, even though there was no Kritze. And when did the Kritze take place? On the 21st day. some real I could argue she should establish this Kavua in the young of Daye, Komashmo, Itin Hamades Nugome, Baidu Hazoye, Mishunda Katali Motes Monkeys. Rashi. So that's Rashi Shidla Yimalamoya. We're holding the kids now, the kin of the day. We believe what it's got me of a few showing me shabble. The young will repeat this correct of the shabble. She keeps with now the kin of the day. This man who lives back on the shabble is how they treat it. The young will die pshitically cover. In this particular case, where the three rears were grounded in two factors. So the Eina would go on, the Eina the Shabbos Vespa, the Bloi Kvitze, Kom Ashkelon, Odoma, Adoi, Kom Epeze, Liyomim, the Kvitze Vespa, the Gomo, the Vier, the Eina, the Eina Vespa, the Eina Shabbos, the Bloi Kvitze, the Bloi Kvitze, the Eina Shabbos, the Mechazim Vespa. This is the first question. There is no Machlekes Hashem in the Gavon. Then there's another question. So of course, according to all the other Rishonim, that's the Pshat by the Ramoya, by Rashi. But according to other Rishonim, it's very simple. So the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, you recover Pesach Yom Lechutai or Kedis of Adaye, so it's not only in respect to the case, the situation discussed in the Pesach. But in general, she cannot establish a Pesach Yom Lechutai or Kedis of Adaye. I mean, of course, we Yom Luchadaye, not attached to Kvitzes, she can establish. So then, what it means, we Yom Luchadaye, where in the first 3 years there was the factor of Kvitzes. So, and with Kvitzes Luchadaye, it means it cannot establish it as Kavua, with Kvitzes Luchadaye. So, I mean, even though all the shame in Hamasik and Bamoya Shite, because it seems contrary to the Gemara, but I don't know, it seems to me that on the contrary, according to Bamoya, so the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is even smoother, because according to Bamoya and Rashi, so when the Gemara, there is parallelism between the expression we call the Vesit of Mayim Yechadayim and the expression Likvitz of means in the situation discussed in the Braise, she couldn't establish a Pesach Kavua Yomayim Lechutai or Likvitz Lechutai. But in another situation, she could establish Yom Lechutai and Likvitz Lechutai. But according to all the other Mishaili, so even so far as the expression Likvitz Lechutai or Likvitz Lechutai, it means she couldn't hear it. Even though, let's say, she'll be caught on the first of Nisan and see down, and then she'll be caught on the fifth of year and see down, and she'll be caught on the eighth of Sidon and see down, she still will not establish a Vesit Kavua with the title. But insofar as we cover Vesit Yomayim Lechutai, it means in the situation discussed, in the price, but not in any other situation. According to the Ramoya, there is parallelism. According to the other Rishonim, but all the Rishonim mention this Gemara as being contrary to the Ramoya Rishonim. It's not so difficult. The only difficulty is because the Gemara uses the Lashon Loi Kovel Avest to Yom. So that tends to indicate that whenever a Kvitzes is an element, so then the only Vesit Kavua that can be established is the Vesit Amo. Alright. Lishne Achine, Omar Abuni Kopto Viroaso, Kopto Viroaso, Kopto Viroaso, Kopto Vesit Liyomin Veluli Kvitzes. Liyomin Veluli Kvitzes. Heichadome, Because the first lashon said, kopta bilasa, kopta bilasa, kopta bilasa, kopla vesa. Second lashon says, kopla vesa liyomim v'lil kritis. Here the dome, omar abashe, kopta bichad mishab, וחזו בחד משבת בחד זוי וקוף בחד משבת בחד זוי and then ובשבת let's not spy it out this is in parenthesis so originally that expression was mentioned in the text so let's read it the way it was written in the text in the original text ובשבת קוף צו ולוי חזוי. Now, I don't know who is the one who decided, I mean, to, of course it's based upon Shiva's Hashem, but who is the one who made a decision, you know, to make the parenthesis at all, it's a machlechus Hashem in this particular case. So apparently, it must be, I don't know, I mean, this all depends where it was published, but that's Bilne, is it who's Bilne? Well, that's Yerakish of Shalayim, but that was based, you know, that's probably both together. But, you know, the original person, so there was Bilne. So that was done according to the Pesach of the daily Bilne, you know. Daily Elohim. Anyway, so the originally in the text it was written, Uvi Shabbos Kovtso Beloi Chazari. Uvi Chadmi Shabse Chazoye b'loy chvitze. B'hosom b'loy milse b'yeyne utikogos. So, according to the original text, the original Gelsa, so the second Lashon is definitely Chilik and the first Lashon. But, there is another Shkis Lashon, and the other Lashon say that there is a machlekes between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. In the case, in the situation of the first Lashon, the first Lashon definitely deals in such case, where the first Riyah was on a Sunday and it took place after the Kvitze on Sunday, and the second Riyah was also the 23 weeks later, also after the Kvitze on Sunday, and the third Riyah was again 3 weeks later, on a Sunday, but there was no kvitze. The kvitze, there was no kvitze on Sunday, but there was a kvitze and there was a kvitze on Shabbos. So the first Lashon definitely says that kov aveset liyom mule kvitzes, even though there was no kvitze on Sunday. But there was a Kvitz on Shabbos. So the Kvitz on Shabbos predicated the Vie on Sunday. So the Yom Mule Kvitzes. And the second Lashon is Chilk and the first Lashon. Second Lashon said, that's the Rishayim who are Gaelics. The Gilsa that is mentioned here in the text. That was put in parentheses. Who the Shabbos called so the Lord has been. Then the Avishayim, who are not Gaelics, you see the Chiddushan Rashbam discusses the two Gersoids. Uvi Shabbos, we are not Gaelics, and Uvi Shabbos comes to the Lord Chazon. So then, if we are not Gaelics, so then there is no machlekes between the two Shabbos. But the first Lashon of Rabune has reference to the case when the third year there was also a kvitze, except when the kvitze took place the day before. So in that case we say that it's a bestamuke, the kvitze of yesterday, so predicated the year on Sunday. And then the second Lashon of discusses a different case where in the third year there was no kvitze, not on Sunday and not on Shabbat before. So in that case, the second Lashon of Rabbanu says it is she established the Gastriomi, inasmuch as she had a veil without fritzes. So there is no machleket between the first washing and the second. There is no machleket between the first washing. So in other words, there's a machleket l'shem. So the machleket l'shem consists in two different disorders. Insofar as the facts in the first washing are concerned, there is no machleket. The facts in the first washing are that there was a chitze in the third year too, but it was on the Shabbat before. So then she was kibasid as a moker of chitzes here. Insofar as the second washing is concerned, so according to some rishim, it is referenced to the same facts, and the second washing is chilik at the first washing. And according to some rishim, it is referenced to other facts. So now in the case of the facts, in the case of the situation of the first washing, so the second washing is made that she was kibasid as a moker. But here discusses another situation, where the third year there was no chitzit, and still Shabbat is done on the 22nd day, on the Chadishab 7th day. So Melech, even though the first 2 years were coupled with the chitzit, so we say that's just a coincidence. But the fact that in the third year there was no chitzit, and still she had the years done indicates that the main factor is the yom, not the kids. This is my relation. Alright. So tomorrow. Okay. Yes, so tomorrow. So we'll start the Mishnah of Der Mishnah, Mishamsei Mishnah Edi. Sham Yishneidim, up to that the Svobom Veins, up to the Svobom Veins, Omar Rav Shmuel Mishmuel Rabbi Yechanan, Isho, because up to Veins of it means in the Vada, where there is a stack. Because that memory is very important for the previous month. I think you already went over it.